Cape Breton Regional Police say they want to build better relationships with the community. Residents in the Cape Breton Regional Municipality say crime is their number one concern in the community. CBRM councillors held a number of pre-budget community meetings over the past number of weeks to hear concerns and suggestions. Constable Gary Fraser says the police department wants to alleviate those concerns, and he prepared the following statement.
People are speaking up because they care about their neighborhoods, and that's something we welcome. What we are seeing is a mix of perception and reality. Some areas have seen an increase in certain types of incidents, where others remain stable. What matters most is that we're listening, we're responding, and we're working with residents to address concerns before they grow. Are people right to worry at this time? Certainly. It's reasonable for people to want to feel safe. Concerns don't mean panic, it means awareness. And awareness is healthy. What I can say is that we're taking every concern seriously, and we're focusing on solutions that strengthen neighborhoods, not just reactive problems. So what's being done right now to address these concerns? We've increased patrol visibility in areas where residents have raised concerns. We're holding more community conversations so people can speak directly with officers. We're also investing in youth engagement because early connection is one of the strongest tools we have for long-term safety. We're also working closely with local partners to support families who are in need of help.
Fraser goes on to say the community and the force can do more to open the lines of communication.
Some people say they feel disconnected from police. Connection is built through presence, conversation, and consistency. When residents know the officers who serve their area, not just by uniform, but by name, trust grows. We're focusing on building those relationships. Safety isn't something police deliver to a community. It's something we build with a community. So what can citizens do right now to improve their safety? Small actions make big differences. Support suspicious activity early. Don't wait. Stay connected with your neighbors. Participate in community meetings and get to know the officers in your area. When people and police work together, we prevent problems before they start. So my message to the residents who feel unsafe right now is you're not alone in this. We hear you, we're with you, and we're working every day to make sure your neighborhood feels safe and supported. Cape Breton communities are strong, and when we work together, we're even stronger. I just want to say, crime concerns are real, but so is the strength of our people.
Meanwhile, Fraser says crime seems to be more highly visible because of social media. People are quickly learning what's happening in their community because most people have a cell phone.
People are out with their phones and they're trying to be the armchair reporter and get it out first. Everybody on social media wants to report something, be the first to report an accident. They see it and get a picture of it. And also,
Fraser adds, the weather is also a factor.
So in the winter, we'll see an increase in motor vehicle accidents because of the snow and ice and bad weather. And you get an area that has poor lighting on their streets, lack of street lights, in some areas can be a target for thefts, vehicles being entered in sheds. And then we flip to the warm weather. We have more drinking, more parties, more people interactions, and you'll end up fights and thefts and stuff like that. And close to Christmas, we see a tremendous increase in shoplifting. So it's driven by the weather. We look at that too, because in the warm weather, it's different. You're not going to have a lot of accidents as you would in the winter. The thefts and that kind of slow down because of the cold weather. But when the weather gets better and there's more people around, these things seem to increase the small crimes.
Fraser says people can get a better sense of police activity in the CBRM by following the weekly calls for service reports on their Facebook page. Residents also said during the community meetings that they don't want tax hikes, and they're also asking for improvements in job creation and better roads. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.